Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Army Real Talk. For today's episode, we are joined by Dr. Kenneth Hartman, the founder and president of Our Community Salutes. Welcome, Dr. Hartman.
Hello, Mrs. Curry, and thank you very much for asking me to join you on this episode of Army Real Talk.
Wonderful. We appreciate you taking this time. And I would love it if you would share a little bit about yourself as well as your organization, which includes the mission.
Well, first of all, I'm an old Armored Cav officer who got elected to my school board in 2009, which is where and when I discovered that we were doing nothing in our school district to recognize and honor the small number of our high school seniors who planned to enlist in the military immediately after high school, or their moms and dads, many of whom were literally going underground because they're tired of defending their son or daughter's decision to serve our nation. So, as an old officer, I decided to do something about that, and I planned a ceremony for all the kids in my county. This is just outside Philadelphia in 2009. It was an amazing event. I think we had about 200 and 300 people there, 60 seniors. And little I know, the Army would do a story on us shortly thereafter. I got a call from a woman in Pittsburgh who said, "Hey, I heard what you did in South Jersey. Can you help us do an Our Community Salutes in Pittsburgh?" And I said, "Well, sure, we've got the website, we've got the name, we'll just call you Our Community Salutes of Pittsburgh." Year two, we had two. And so, long story short, it just continued to grow, but our mission remains very simple. It is to recognize and honor and provide support to high school seniors who are enlisting in the military, not the kids who are ROTC. I was one of those many years ago, or the kids going to the academies, they get that support. It's just for these kids, the 150 kids who every year say at age 18 that I'm going to be in the watchtower for the next 3 or 4 years so my classmates can have the freedom to do what they want to do. And that's our mission.
Excellent and great explanation. So the organization has been around for about 10 years. Will you discuss the different areas and locations that you currently operate? I know things have grown over the course of 10 years.
Actually, 12 years, but who's counting, right?
Very
so
nice.
Over the past 12, this is actually our 12th year. And over the past 12 years, we have conducted over 400 OCS ceremonies across the country. We've honored over 50,000 military-bound high school seniors with over 250,000 people attending these ceremonies, either on site or online. And we average about 350 people per ceremony, typically a third of them the kids and their parents, a third being veterans and active duty personnel, and about a third of them being community leaders and supporters. So, in fact, some of our ceremonies are actually conducted or supported by AUSA chapters, including Delaware and the new one we're working on in Atlanta. This year, we hope to have over 40 ceremonies across the country this spring.
Excellent. And I thank you for your organization's support to AUSA. And so the organization is definitely engaged with all branches, but supports the Army mission and recognize special moments in our young soldiers' lives and career. Please share a few goals that you have set for the organization.
Thank you very much. Yeah, in fact, last year, Army Recruiting Commander, what's typically called USREC, singled out OCS in their operation plan to support it. And why? Because the Army has found that nearly 100% of the seniors who attend our ceremonies, in fact, get on the bus. And there's no wonder why, when you surround these young kids with people in the community and people like yourself, the parents get behind it and they understand why. The other piece is that most people don't realize that 75% of all high school seniors will only serve 4 years. Mm-hmm. So helping these young patriots and their parents with the transition in and also their early planning for their transition out becomes very, very essential. So you asked me what some of our short-term and near-term ones. Well, for certainly right now, our program called OCS Connect, which is our free online community and educational resource for new service members and their parents. We created this last year because we wanted to go beyond just recognition and honoring, but to provide these new service members and their families with all sorts of resources, articles, webinars, to help them in that process. So, for example, we are launching a financial literacy program this spring for new service members and their parents because they need help with their first paycheck. Mm-hmm. So short term is going to be enhancing OCS Connect with articles and transitional issues. Long term, we hope to expand OCS service across the country. So in 5 years, every military bound high school senior gets the recognition they deserve from their community, and they are then going off and able to launch their careers with enthusiasm and serve our country with distinction.
Excellent. That's great to hear. So our community salute has a lot going on. And one of the things I also saw is that you all provide different awards. So I'm going to highlight one award, the General Colin Powell Award. Could you share a little bit about that award and the criteria to earn it?
So in 2009, I contacted General Powell and asked him, one, if he'd speak at my first ceremony, and two, if we could name an award after him. Well, we didn't get General to speak at our event, needless to say, but we created this award called the General Colin Powell Service Award, where the recruiters of all services can nominate a high school guidance counselor who's gone above and beyond the call of duty to provide them access to the kids in their school. Mm-hmm. So the recruiters fill out an OCS nomination form. The nomination form then goes to the local planning committee, and they select a high school guidance counselor who, as your listeners know, often is the gatekeeper for the recruiter. And that person is honored at the event. By the dollar for every recruiter that told me as a result of that award, they were now able to get into a school that they weren't able to get into previously. I could probably retire tomorrow. So it's designed, again, to help the recruiter open up because, as we all know, in order to have a very strong Army, Navy, Air Force, et cetera, these recruiters have to have access to the best and brightest in the school. And this is designed to help the recruiter to open up those doors.
Where would listeners go to obtain more information? Maybe they just want to learn more about the organization, or they might want to get involved. How do they do that?
Well, given the fact that we are an all-volunteer organization, we certainly welcome any individual or organization that wants to be involved with our ceremonies. It's real simple. All they need to go is to our website at ocsusa.org. That's just ocsusa.org. There's a form on there where they can fill out to get more involved. They can ask questions. It's real simple. And again, we do not turn down volunteers. We need as many people as we can.
Very good. So you shared a bit before we started recording that you went to Pittsburgh. And I think you had a story to share. Could you share a little bit about your travels and experiences?
I did. So again, as I mentioned, we've been doing this now for 12 years. And I think that I've seen it all. Sometimes you wonder, even though we have lots of statistics and lots of people showing the impact I have, nothing drove it home more to me than a phone call I just got the other night. And it was late at night. I didn't really want to pick up the phone, but I saw the OCS line ring and I picked it up. And the gentleman was on the line, said, "Hello, my name is so-and-so. I'm calling you from Pittsburgh." And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "In 2012, you honored my grandson at your ceremony there." And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "At that ceremony, there was a photographer who took lots of pictures, and he took a picture of me and my grandson." And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Well, just before my grandson enlisted in the Air Force and went off, he gave me that photograph in 2012. I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, 3 weeks ago, my grandson was killed in action, and I can't find that photograph. Do you have any way in which I can get that photograph back?" Now, unfortunately, we have not had a ceremony in Pittsburgh since 2012. We went dark there because the volunteer went away. But I was able to contact the volunteer, and she believes she still has that picture on one of her computers, and we're going to be able to get that to the man. My point is that sometimes you think that you're having a short-term impact, but here, all these years later, the grandfather didn't remember what he ate that evening, but he remembered that night and the uniqueness that the grandson in that picture. And so there's no doubt in my mind that in many, many ways, and it's just not me, as I said before, we're all volunteers. So I got the ball rolling, obviously, but it's the hundreds of volunteers across the nation that work with us to make this thing happen so that we can have an impact, a real long-term impact on families. And isn't that what it's all about at the end of the day?
Absolutely. And that is really a heart-touching story that you shared. And I definitely agree with you. Our community salute, it really touches the lives of our young people, our young heroes, our future heroes. And the interesting thing is I like that you distinguish that is there to or in place to support those who didn't participate in ROTC or junior ROTC. And this provides them with the opportunity to have that support that they need as they move forward in their future. So thank you for sharing that.
Well, thank you for having me.
No problem. So we're about to wrap up. So I'm wondering, is there anything else you would like to share before we go?
No, only that, again, if your listeners are interested in learning more about OCS, again, our website is OCSUSA.org, and they can come there. There's lots of videos on there. You can see our YouTube channel. They can see what our ceremonies look like and a form there if they want to get involved or even start a chapter in their local community. It's not too late, although we're getting kind of towards the end now in terms of planning for the spring. Mm-hmm. But what I would do is if people are interested, they should come and probably this year go to a ceremony near their location. Mm-hmm. And then I can work with them to do something closer to them in 2021.
Perfect, perfect. Sounds great. So thank you again for joining us today on this podcast, Army Real Talk of AUSA. The information of your organization, again, it's really important that we share so others know what is going on in our community with our community salute, and then the support that you as a founder and leader is providing within these different communities. So thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Colonel Irby, that was a fascinating conversation I had with Dr. Ken Hartman with our community salutes. Very fascinating. But there's many other things going on in our community, right?
Exactly. For example, the Military Basketball Association, who are partnering with AUSA's Colorado chapter, discussed their ongoing efforts to empower and promote resiliency in the military community. We are excited to announce that the NBA will be hosting its finals the second week of May of this year at the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. 24 basketball teams qualified and will compete to determine the best installation in the military basketball area for men and women. The NBA has turned this three-year event into an excellent opportunity for members of the local business community to interact and support active duty military members from all services around the world as they volunteer and meet the Colorado Springs community. The NBA opening ceremony will take place on 8 May, where they will hold a slam dunk and three-point contest. Basketball games will take place all day on the 9th of May. On May 10th, it will culminate in a tournament with men and women championship games. Admission is free for all these events and open to the public. They will also have a vendor exhibit and door prizes for each day. Also on Saturday, in the evening, NBA will host a Hall of Fame induction ceremony where they will induct NBA coaches into the Hall of Fame and will have guest speakers. Hall of Famer and former NBA player Rick Barry will be in attendance. And on Sunday, May 10th, there will be a meet and greet and Q&A session with Rick Barry after the conclusion of the championship game. Both of these events will be special invitations only. This three-day tournament will bring over 400 players, coaches, family members from all around the world, and they will have the opportunity to experience and enjoy what Colorado Springs has to offer. The NBA expresses their pleasure to work with the local community and local businesses to help create a successful event. They emphasize that they have had a wonderful group of local volunteers to work with who have been so generous in volunteering their time in the planning, coordination, and execution for this event. And without them, they could not make this happen. They feel very blessed to have the full support from the city and its community members. The Military Basketball Association was founded 2018 by Major Mike Myers, U.S. Army active, First Sergeant Angel Acevedo, retired, and Staff Sergeant Jason LaFasciano retired to promote the efforts of volunteer basketball coaches and players working in resiliency against post-traumatic stress injuries and veteran suicide prevention.
Good information. Hopefully some of our listeners will be able to attend and check out the NBA. They can also go to Facebook and follow them to get more information. To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Monday with a brand new episode of Army Matters with Family Voices. The Army Matters podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Hooah.